We begin this hour with Dr. Deb Stroman of the Kenan Flagler Business School, sports commentator and sports athlete herself, joining us here in the studio. Usually you're on the phone, but joining us today in person. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just driving the streets of Chapel Hill, running some summer errands, and I thought, why not stop into this beautiful new facility right here? I used to call it the mall.
Yeah, it was U Mall for the longest time.
That's right,
U
Mall.
I was having dinner with some friends last night, and we were kind of joking around about it. Is it University Place, Plaza, Point, something? University Place, yeah. Are we still a new facility here? How long is a new facility a new facility? Is it a year? Or?
I think it's going to be at least 2 to 3 years.
2 to 3 years,
yeah.
Okay.
People just know this is University Mall.
Right, but like our studio here, is it like this is our new studio for how much longer?
I think January we'll say
okay.
No longer.
That'll
no
work.
Longer.
All right, yeah. I like it. So let's talk about Steph Curry. We've had a couple of pro sports news today, including Marcus Paige signing a contract with the Charlotte Hornets, so he'll split his time between the G League, which used to be the D League, but then Gatorade took it over, so now it's the G League, which I think it's the funniest thing ever, but could be playing for Charlotte later on this year, so that's cool. Well,
two things to point out in that signing. We've got support of Tar Heels supporting Tar Heels. Mm-hmm. So we know Michael Jordan is the majority owner of the Hornets, and Malcolm Turner is the president of the D/G League, and he's a Tar Heel. So great way for them to give an opportunity for Marcus Page. Had a chance to watch him play for Utah this year when they played at the Greensboro Swarm, our state D/G League team. And it was not easy for Marcus. This is definitely a different level. And if anyone has a chance to check out the G League, you can see that there is so much talent in America, guys playing basketball. But to make it in the NBA is very, very special.
And I always like the idea of the D League or the G League, because it's the one minor league in the, you know, like you think about baseball, there's Class A, Class Double A, Triple A, and some of those Class A players are really, really good. NBA, you've got not even as many players in the major league as in baseball, and B, there's only the D league underneath it, and then you're playing overseas. So like that level of competition is really good.
Right, and this time of the year in the summer, this is when a lot of guys who were stars on their college teams at whatever level, they get a chance to compete. I was trying to find some type of sports thing besides following our president in D.C. So I turned on ESPN, and they've been featuring this tournament called the basketball tournament. I'm like, who are these guys? I found like maybe two or three that I recognize. So you see, there's just a lot of guys out there who can play the game very well, but to go to the next level and be paid professionally is very challenging.
So the whole idea of the two-way contract, this is new this year. So you sign a two-way contract and then you're contracted to a particular team. So you're not in the D-League and then you can get signed by anyone. So he's with Charlotte. He'll play for the Greensboro Swarm and then he can spend up to 45 days in the NBA. Do we assume that he's going to spend 45 days in the NBA, or is it kind of unclear?
Marcus doesn't even assume that.
Yeah.
Every day, every hour is work, and then it's more than just your basketball skills. This is where your character shows up.
Mm-hmm.
We know there are players on NBA rosters. People say, I know another player that I saw that was better than him. Well, guess what? If he's not getting any minutes, that means he's very nice. He's polite. He's trying to learn the game, possibly think about being a coach. Maybe he's shadowing the general manager to be an administrator one day. But it's really about showing your character to make a team, if you don't have that top, top skill.
And there's so many different roles that you can play on a team other than on the court. I said it the day after the 2016 NCAA final, when everyone was disappointed about UNC losing. It was like, Marcus Paige will be fine. He'll win a national championship with UNC 20 years from now when he takes over for Hubert Davis after he steps down as head coach. I got it all planned out. It's all good. It's all good.
I like that.
All right. So other sports news, and this is something that you were telling me about a little while ago that I didn't even know. Steph Curry, Golden State Warriors, NBA star, is now trying to be a professional golfer as well, because he just entered the Ellie Mae Classic, which is in California this weekend, I think it is, part of the Web.com Pro Golf Tour. So first of all, there's a Web.com Pro Golf Tour. I did not know that at all.
Well, if you think it's difficult to make it to pro basketball, especially NBA, think about how hard it is to be an LPGA or a PGA mm-hmm. golfer. And so there are thousands of young men and women are out there who are humping it on these little unassuming tournaments trying to make it to the next level. But the web.com tour is one of the best. So Steph's goal, because he is an outstanding basketball player, but he loves golf. He's got like a 2 handicap.
Nice.
And for people who don't follow golf, that's really good.
Yeah.
So he has a putting green in his backyard, all of that. So he can play. So he gets what's called a sponsor's exemption. So anybody that's throwing their millions of dollars at these tournaments, they get to have a free pass to someone. And so opposed to saying, wow, this is a missed opportunity for a golfer who's been trying to make it all their life, Steph took his spot. No, it's sponsors. They have the right. And Steph accepted it. He's going to be very, very excited if he makes the cut. He starts Thursday. And if he does well, that's his goal, then he'll get a chance to compete on Friday and, of course, go from there.
Are there examples of other athletes who have actually succeeded playing professional golf that you know of? I mean, there's a lot of pro-am tours where players do really well.
Right, and my understanding is that Steph came in third or fourth in a pro-am last
pro-am
year.
Last year, yeah.
But no one has done the transition from any other sport to golf. But there is no doubt that Yvonne Lendl, a former tennis player, is a great golfer. Jerry Rice, the NFL Hall of Famer wide receiver, he plays golf very well. And Mark Rypien tried. Those are the two active NFL players that I was able to find who actually played in a professional golf tournament.
Okay. So we're talking about like athletes playing multiple sports. And I think the most obvious example right this second is Tim Tebow, who's still got dreams of the NFL, but he's in the minor leagues in baseball right now. Obviously, who else? Bo Jackson, Deion Sanders, like the obvious ones. So what is it that motivates athletes to do that?
So I was thinking about this and really mindful because on Monday I played in a golf tournament down in Charlotte. And I am a very confident athlete. I was terrible. I haven't picked up my clubs in a while, which makes you realize that you have to practice that game. Muscle memory more than I would say any other sport. But thank heavens I'm a confident putter. But I couldn't hit the ball. It was just going any direction. So I realized I have to get back to the range. But yes, athletes will try. I did some research and found that Dave Winfield is the man. He's arguably the best two or three or four way athlete.
Yeah, because he was a football star, wasn't he?
Actually, baseball.
Well, no, he was a baseball star, but wasn't he a football star in college?
Right. Yeah. He actually, before his Hall of Fame baseball career, he was drafted by 4 teams in 3 different sports. The Padres took him 4th overall in baseball. The NBA Hawks and the ABA Stars took him in basketball. And my team, the Minnesota Vikings, actually drafted him in football.
Oh, wow.
So just an amazing athlete.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Okay. So who else have we not mentioned?
Well, Tar Heels, Michael Jordan in baseball.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So Michael, you know, after winning a ring, he decided to follow his dream and his father's dream of playing baseball. He had the opportunity. I was looking at his hitting averages. They were somewhere around 202, 289, and 266. He played outfield. He actually was tied with a guy named Mitch Simmons for 5th in the Southern League in steals with 30, but he was gunned down 18 times.
Okay.
He was about 6'6", and he drew 51 walks in 497 plate appearances.
Hitting 289 is pretty good. Like 202, less so, but 289, like that's I didn't realize that. I get that impression in your head, like the story that was told in the 90s was, oh, Michael Jackson, he's pursuing his dream. He's not all that good. He hit close to 300. That's awesome.
Well, it was for a short period of time.
Right.
And we know with athletes, which separates us from them is the consistency.
Yeah.
So even though I've had a hole in one, but still, I would not be picked to play on anyone's golf team.
Yeah.
But the fun fact about Michael is he did play with the Barons. He helped finance their new bus, and he actually autographed the door on the bus, and that was treated with a protective coating. So years later, when the bus was sold, they were able to sell the bus for a profit because it still has Michael Jordan's autograph on it.
Did they ask him to, or did he just
sign
the bus?
No, he just did it on his own. Okay. It's one gift back to the franchise.
All right. Speaking with Dr. Deb Stroman again, Keenan Flackley, business school professor, sports commentator, multi-sport athlete as well, golfer, basketball player. What else do you play?
Well, let's see. Golf,
basketball.
Biking, or what they call cycling now.
Right, right.
Love to lift weights. I want to get into pickleball. That's the fastest growing sport for seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely fun, and I think that's about it.
Is it just the love of competition that motivates athletes to try multiple things? I think more than anything else.
It's the competition. It's the fun, and certainly you want to. What's this edge of showing that you can use your talents in other sports?
Yeah.
I think being really, really competitive fuels the fire, and especially when someone says you're not that good or you're not as good as. Now it's dangerous. On the other side, whether it's for the owners of these players, so to speak, the owner of their contract, because you risk the injury, risk the lack of focus, and then, of course, the muscle memory. You don't want to start developing your muscles in one way when you really need to develop them in another way.
Yeah.
And the easy analogy is baseball swing versus a tennis swing.
Yep. And that was my first thought looking at the Steph Curry story. Like, I can only imagine the conniptions the front office at Golden State has got to be going through. Like, no, don't swing for any reason at all. Just don't. It's death.
Well, we know the danger of the hard swing on the back if you don't have the proper technique. It's funny looking at Steph because he's so small in stature.
Right.
When he gets on the basketball court, yes, he's a little bigger. And, of course, you can see his height then. But out on the golf course, he just looks like a little guy out there. I won't say like a Freddie Couples, but definitely you can see that his game is finesse and accuracy.
Yeah, we say that, but he's what, like 6'3", 4"
About 6'4".
6'4", yeah. Mm-hmm. So he would walk in here and duck under the door and be dwarfing both of us by a long way. But yeah, little guy out there on the basketball court, right? So like we're talking about the multi-sport athletes. The best example has got to go way, way back. So Babe Didrikson, obviously, and Jim Thorpe, right?
That's
were the,
right.
The big two. Who else am I? Bo Jackson,
Paul
Deion
Robeson,
Sanders. Paul Robeson, yes.
Jim Brown.
Yeah. All of my Rutgers friends are going to hate me for forgetting about Paul Robeson. Everything in New Jersey is named after Paul Robeson.
Well, there's no doubt back then you didn't have all this money, commercialism, so the athletes did have time and attention to multiple sports you could develop. Nowadays, looking at one of the downsides of youth sports today is that they're asking the athletes to specialize.
Yeah.
And so you really don't have the opportunity to develop, especially with girls sports, to develop all the muscles the proper way. We're seeing a lot of knee injuries and ankle injuries and things, and they're oftentimes saying they're not developing these other muscles because they're focusing so much on soccer, so much on basketball. I know when I played sports, I played softball, basketball, volleyball, and I was a football manager. Mm-hmm. And yet I went to college to play basketball and, of course, to get my degree. Nowadays, that just doesn't happen. They're forcing you to choose, and I think that is definitely not the right way to go.
Dr. Deb Stroman, Keenan Flagler Business School, I got to let you go. Steph Curry, is he going to win? Is he going to make the cut?
He will not even make the cut.
He won't make the cut?
No, he won't make the cut.
All right.
Wish him the best, though.
Wish him the best. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.